You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hanad Baba. And now it's the book report, brought to you by The Litography Project.
Ah, The Litography Project!
Shh. Your guide to the literary Bay Area.
For the book report, we ask Bay Area writers to tell us about a book that's meaningful for them. Today, we hear from Alita George.
My name is Alita George, and my book report is on McTeague by Frank Norris. And it was a book that was published in 1899. It's a story that centers on the theme of money and gold and how the obsession with those can lead to greed, envy, the deterioration of love and friendship, and in this case, murder. I love being in San Francisco and thinking about San Francisco as it was, especially at the end of the 19th century, because it was a really fascinating period. Money and gold and mining and greed is a significant part of San Francisco and California history. This book is a little bit different because it's how it affects working class people. The main character is McTeague, and he's a practicing dentist. His dentist parlors is in a flat in the working class neighborhood of Polk Street. And we think that he's just going to live kind of a normal life where he's satisfied with his steam beer until he meets Trina. And McTeague falls in love with her, and she agrees to marry him. Just before they get married, she wins a lottery of $5,000. She's miserly with the money, and they live off his money. And then things start to go really bad. She polished the gold pieces with a mixture of soap and ashes until they shone, wiping them carefully on her apron. Or again, she would draw the heap lovingly toward her and bury her face in it, delighted at the smell of it and the feel of the smooth, cool metal on her cheeks. She even put the smaller gold pieces in her mouth and jingled them there. She loved her money with an intensity that she could hardly express. You like the characters enough that when they do something, when they make choices, you don't want them to make those choices. And as you're reading the book, you say, no, don't do that. Don't do that, because if you would just be a little bit more generous here or make a decision just slightly in another direction, you can see how the whole plot would turn, you know?